This is Maurice Jones-Drew, and you're listening to the What's Brewing Show.
California, here we come.
The bare minimum.
Go, Golden Bed!
Berkeley is actually really great.
Suck it, Stanford.
I can't wait to go back. I'm building such a community there.
Golden Bed! Golden Bed! Golden Bed!
Suck it, Stanford. Welcome to the bare minimum.
Hello, welcome to the bare minimum.
I am your host, Jake Merrifield. I'm joined by my wonderful daughter, Megan Merrifield, getting ready to go back up to Cal Berkeley tomorrow. This is the eve of your return for spring semester. Careful, don't unplug that thing, Megan. How are you doing tonight, sweetheart?
I'm doing pretty good, bro.
Are you ready to go?
For the most part, yeah.
Sorry, I'm plugging something in there. Okay, well, I mean, like, for the most part, you're leaving tomorrow at, like, 10, you think, right?
Yeah.
And
so I have some time to pack up and work out.
Oh, yeah, work out. You've been doing good working out, haven't you?
Yeah, this week, well, okay, I got pretty ambitious, and I've been working out every single day for the most part this entire month of winter break, so I think now I'm getting kind of tired. So I've been doing, like, really light stuff the last few days, but I've still been doing
But you've been
stuff.
Doing, like, 5 days a week, 6 days a week, 7 days a week?
Yeah.
Kicking butt?
Yeah.
Are you able to continue kicking butt when you get to Berkeley?
I think so.
That's good.
I think I at least want to go to the gym, even if I'm not doing lots of heavy lifting.
And your apprehension about going, quote-unquote, going to the gym is fading away a little bit?
Well, I say that now. Well, part of it is I was scared because I didn't feel confident using barbells by myself.
But you have now, a gym buddy?
Well.
Sorta.
She flakes about 75% of the time, but when she's there, it's very nice.
But that 25%, you get a good workout?
Yeah. And I'm technically in a workout club.
Oh, that's right.
So I'll have that at least once a week. But
that's good.
The big weight room is just scary because there's a lot of like annoying like muscle bros in there.
Does Cal have bros?
Yeah, they do.
Oh my
gosh. They're really annoying.
I mean, bros are just on campus. It's all right. No, your brother's a bro.
Yeah, but they're like STEM muscle bros who are really pretentious and like.
Yeah. You did get into a Taekwondo class.
Yes, I did.
We figured out, right? So that's kind of cool.
Taekwondo 2.
So you were looking for your gi earlier, or your little outfit for Taekwondo?
Uh-huh.
Your Taekwondo uniform. Okay. It's not a gi? I guess not a gi because it doesn't fold over. That's true. Yeah, that would be like a judo thing. Anyways.
Or we only had that for the test days.
Yeah.
All the other days, you could just wear a t-shirt and then your official pants.
Yeah. Okay. But you actually are a certified third degree black belt in Taekwondo.
Yes, I am.
When you were like 14.
I am 6 years out of practice, but I did do it for about 10 years of my life. Yes.
Yes. So, but we were looking for your Taekwondo uniform and you couldn't find it. I said, might be a good thing to maybe get reacquainted into the practice of actually doing Taekwondo before you walk in there with a black belt.
Absolutely.
You think so?
Yes.
I think that'd probably be good for your...
Yes,
I think
so.
Yeah, I think it'd probably be good.
I'm already going to go into... Let's be humble.
And then hopefully they're not doing live sparring because you probably get a black guy or something.
Oh my gosh.
I kind of doubt it. It's like a...
It seems pretty friendly.
It's going to be like a rec class, right?
Yeah, and like the first level is like completely introductory. So it's... They're assuming that you know absolutely nothing. And so like...
Hey,
the second level is like intermediate, but still kind of beginner intermediate.
This is your dad's strategy for success, right? You know, take on tasks that you're overqualified for and then knock them out of the park and look really cool.
Yeah, well, I am not going to do that at my stupid carry-on audition. I'm like already.
But you're.
I'm so nervous for that because I'm practicing like every
day.
What
is that? Nobody knows what that is.
Okay, the carry-on is the bell tower at Berkeley. And you have to audition on piano because basically to play the bell tower, it's a giant piano, but the keys are pedals that you have to hit with your fist.
And it sounds like what? An organ?
Well, it sounds like bells.
It sounds like bells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so...
Wait, the keys are things you have to hit with your fist? Is that big?
Yeah. So you have
Holy
to
crap.
Be moving very fast. It's very difficult to play.
Yeah.
I know how to play piano and, I played for a while, but I switched to violin pretty quickly, and so I don't practice it very often. I can play it.
Yeah.
Same with, like, guitar, you know, and I guess trumpet at this point. I can play it, but I'm not very good at it, and I've never auditioned on it. And so this will be my first piano audition. I have to know two songs, and I don't know about this one, Dad.
Why are you worried about it?
Well, I have to play a fast song and a slow song. One of the songs I've known since high school, but there's one part. I never finished learning it because there's one part that's really hard and I just haven't been able to play it.
Mm-hmm.
But
what song is that?
It's the Other Father song from Coraline.
Oh.
It's when the creepy dad plays the piano.
Yeah.
But he has robot hands in the movie, so it's a lot easier for him.
And you don't have robot hands?
Unfortunately, no.
I actually do have you playing it. Let's see what you think about it. That's a grizzly.
Yes.
Why does Grizzly not like your song?
Honestly, I think at this point he likes it. I couldn't tell before, but Mom and Grandma were pointing out that he doesn't walk away and he's not whining.
Yeah, so he's like singing along?
I think he's singing along, but he also wants me to stop so that he can sing over me because as I kept playing, he just kept howling louder and louder. So I don't know.
Yeah, well,
I think he just has FOMO like with everything else.
Like with everything else. Yeah, the 140-pound dog has to be involved in everything. So that's the song you're trying to play, though?
Yeah, it's one of them.
I mean, that sounded fine when you were going, but it's kind of the same thing over and over again. That's not the hard part?
That's not the hard part. The hard part is so bad, bro.
Yeah.
And then the other song, I'm learning a new song. I got about half of it, and then, like, the hard part, I got into the hard part of that one, which is, like, the whole second half. So I just don't know.
So when is this going to happen?
A week from Monday.
Okay. Well, are you going to buckle down and practice every day numerous times on the organ you happen to have in your room, in your apartment?
Yeah, I will.
No excuses?
The one thing I'm not going to do is I'm not going to cancel it. Okay. If I'm going to do horribly, I'm going to go there and do horribly.
This isn't the last opportunity you would have, correct?
No. And there's a decal class, which is like a low-stakes student-run one, which if I do decide not to do the audition, it's because I can get into the other class without an audition.
Yeah.
But that class isn't posted yet, so we'll see.
Okay. I guess we'll see. Well, good luck on that.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm pulling for you. But I mean, the goal is not necessarily... I mean, obviously the goal is to get in right now.
Yeah.
But the goal is not thwarted if you don't get in right now.
Yeah.
The goal is really just to get in by the time you are done at Berklee.
Yeah, I'm just... Yes? As a musician, I don't want to go in there and play like crap.
As a musician.
And, well, also just as a person who doesn't want to be embarrassed. But
Go Bears!
That's right.
It's frustrating that...
Just start with Go Bears.
Go Bears!
And then finish with this.
Yeah, Berklee is actually really great.
Yeah, and then you'll be okay.
Okay.
Right. But none of this. Go Berklee! Don't be saying that.
Okay.
So you got Taekwondo.
Yes.
You got your belt, your piano.
Carry on
class.
Yeah.
You haven't even got to like stuff that's going to get like actually working towards an education. This is all fun stuff. I'm proud of you. That's
and
good.
And that's not even all the clubs.
Not even, right? Yeah. Still got softball.
Softball, choir, orchestra.
I'm exhausted already.
Dog walking, weightlifting, my job.
Yep. Please, enjoy all of these.
It sounds like a lot, but these are all like
recreational
once a week,
things,
twice a week, alternating days. So it's like one thing every day.
That's very cool.
Two to three.
Very cool. You're on it.
And I'm taking only three classes this semester compared to last semester. I took five, and the two semesters before that I took four. So I've taken a full course load up until this semester where I'm taking like the minimum, but I'm getting all my classes for my major done because I...
The bare minimum.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I loaded up all my general ed classes, so I'm done with those. I think I have like one more.
Well, could you take another class?
Yeah, I could.
Or you just there's nothing available.
I could take another class. The problem is that all of the classes I'm taking right now are like right in the middle of the day, and it was hard to find anything that doesn't conflict. But and I want to do a bunch of clubs, but definitely like. I'll try adding other classes because I was trying to add another like French literature class, but it doesn't fit. And so,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm on board with all this, but let's guard against actually becoming Max Fisher.
Well, but, I think it's a little too late for that, Father.
But no, it sounds very exciting, and I'm very excited for you. So we also had an adventure this week. We went to the Laker game on Tuesday, which was really, really fun.
And we had a family trip to San Diego.
We did, and we went to the Wild Animal Park. That was your mom's idea, and it was a good idea.
Yeah, we did Christmas. The little safari tour. That was cool.
Yeah, it was really fun. That was courtesy of your grandmother, Bunny, who sent us on the trip for Christmas, which is very nice.
Yep.
It was good in San Diego. What'd you think of the Cuban food?
It was pretty good, but I learned that I should always just get a sandwich because that's really what I want, and it's always going to taste better.
Yeah, I think I agree with you.
Then we just got getting plates. Like the whatever.
We got plates because it was more dinner, and we just should have got sandwiches for sure.
Yeah.
And then, but we were going to go to the Laker game on Tuesday. And we have seats. You know, I've had season seats for a while, many years. And we sit up at the top. But on the way there, we got a call that upgraded us to not just the lower level, but to freaking courtside.
The lowest level, bro.
Yeah, we were literally, row B behind the aisle that walks around the court.
There were only two rows in front of us, and one of them was on the court.
Literally on the court, yeah. So that was fun. What'd you think about that? Are you ever going to be able to go to Laker game again?
Bro, I don't think so. I was so close to LeBron James. I was so close to him.
Yeah, you got to tell him that you love him like two or three times when he's making free throws.
Yeah.
And the Lakers won, unlike tonight where they got blown out by the stupid, crabby Suns. Which
he won
kind of
for me.
Yeah. He won the game that we went to.
He won
good.
Because I told him I love him.
I think you're right. It was good.
And we got to see Schroeder.
Yes. From the Raptors.
Almost beat us. And that was, my gosh, that was terrifying.
Yeah, it was. But that was crazy. Like, I'll put pictures on the post. But that certainly was a wonderful, pleasant surprise. And that's the closest I've ever sat at a Laker game for sure. Mm-hmm. Me and your mother had similar seats for a Clipper game once that she had to remind me of. And then I had seats down in the lower bowl, like row 8 before. But that was just, I don't know, something about being a Laker game, being that close. It was pretty darn cool. Except for, it is weird how the seats they actually put us in, which are like fold-out, cushy seats, but fold-out seats, they really stick them pretty close together,
They're
right?
Very
it's pretty
cramped.
Compact. Like, you're more cramped in that row B courtside than you are if you sat up at the top in, the 300s like we normally do. Like, you have more room up there.
Yeah.
But nobody cares because you're down looking at the players.
I'll sacrifice all of my comfort if I can see LeBron James right in front of me.
Right. I mean, you basically had the same seat you'd have as you have for Cal basketball.
Yeah, basically.
Which you watched. We didn't get to see them beat the Bruins, but they did beat the Bruins, which was pretty annoying. And then we watched them win a game last night, too, where they came back from like 20 points down.
Yeah. And I got to see my friend Mez on TV. She was standing in the student section.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. I guess old Mad Dog Madsen's bringing the Bears along pretty well then.
Go Bears! Yeah.
We won't make this too long because I'm already sleepy and I have to go to work tomorrow. And you have to get ready to pack to leave again. But you're leaving at 10 in the morning tomorrow-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And you're riding with one of your friends, my former player on the softball team, Mahima.
Yes.
But you have, as of yet, and it's 11 o'clock pretty much on Thursday night, have yet to hear from Mahima about leaving for Berkeley?
Yeah,
are you positive that she's going back?
Like, I texted her like an hour or two ago, and she doesn't usually respond until like within 24 hours. So,
okay, well, do we still feel like it's a pretty solid plan?
Yeah, I mean, last time
I talked to her, it might also be a little bit her bad too, because like you're literally her ride.
Obviously, but I should know what.
I mean, is this like a generational thing? Do you people like just not,
I text on time, but it seems like most of my friends are a lot looser with
range. I hope that you do have a carpool buddy to
if
ride
anything,
up with.
She should be early because last time we talked about it, I said 9:30.
Oh, okay.
So
you had
fine.
Already sort of made arrangements.
Yeah, but that was at the beginning of break, so I don't know.
Is she gonna have a bunch of stuff to bring up?
Maybe. She had a suitcase when we came down, but so did I.
Yeah.
So, and I have a lot more than just a suitcase now, so we'll see.
Yeah. What else are you taking back?
Well, I'm going to swap out some of my records. I'm taking up a few more clothing items, but I'm going to send you back with a bunch to donate.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Like Christmas stuff. I'm sure she's got Christmas gifts she's going to take up too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. You know, we are using my Christmas gift right now. It is pretty cool. What is it?
A soundboard.
It is. It's a awesome Rodecaster Pro 2 that does cool stuff, like make little noises like that. And also, I can make myself sound like this.
Now, I have a evil dark voice of a dark lord.
Or I can be out here in an echo.
Or that's another dark one, Anna.
I think this one's cool.
I like that one.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Now it's really high. But I don't know how much we'll actually have the ability to use this during a normal podcast, but I have it right now, so that's cool.
And then I can be a robot, so we have all these fun options.
But that's fun. I love my little soundboard. It's really cool.
I can tell.
That's just like the most basic things it does, but whatever. You have all your stuff packed or not?
Yeah. I just need to pack my plants and like whatever stuff I've been using today, tomorrow morning.
Okay, well, that's good. Do you have any other things going on this semester that that we need to like worry about? When's your first softball thing?
I think it's in 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Is that when we're coming back up for your birthday?
No.
Or before that?
There's one before that. I think we're playing UC Davis.
Oh,
we're playing U of Oregon at some point. We're going to be over by Aunt Annie.
Oh, yeah, going to Eugene.
We're in Eugene.
On a road trip.
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy. Second road trip of the year.
Hopefully, it's not a road trip. Hopefully, we can just fly, but we'll see.
I hope so, too.
Hopefully, we come keep back the, with same the same amount of players that we went up with.
I forgot about that.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Well.
And I should get my Cal softball backpack.
Oh, yeah. We got to get on that.
Yes.
Yeah. We can't let that one slide.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Definitely send me a picture when you get it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well. This is the last bare minimum that we will do live and in person probably for a few months.
The bare minimum.
And then you might be going abroad.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the spring.
To Paris.
Which will be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have to figure something out for that. But you're looking forward to the semester, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm very excited. And I'm excited for all my classes.
Yeah.
But also just getting to relax a little bit with... a lightened course load.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We took you to the courthouse yesterday and you got to talk to two public defenders, a judge,
a clerk,
a court reporter.
Yeah.
You got to talk about a bunch of people work at the courthouse. Was that fun?
That was awesome.
Did you learn anything?
Yes, I did.
That's good. I'm glad. And we'll have to do that again too, maybe over the summer. But anywho, I'm excited for you as well. I'm very sad to see you go. It's been nice having you in the house, obviously. But, you know, this is how it goes.
Oh, so. Also, who did we see last night?
Who did we see last night? We saw Michael and Alicia.
We played a game called Bonanza about beans.
Yeah, these guys.
I'm happy that UCLA won.
I'm happy that UCLA won.
Both those guys.
Yeah, it was really fun.
It's called Bonanza. It's a card game about beans. It was fun.
And trade. It's really funny. What's your soundboard doing?
Mm-hmm. It's all clicky.
Weird.
I think it was my Bluetooth, but I got it turned off. But anyways, let's wrap this up.
All right.
I will talk to you soon, I hope. I don't know when we'll do a podcast. Maybe we'll do one remotely or something, but good luck this semester.
Thank you.
And I love you, and we will we'll talk again, I guess. I'm coming up with you tomorrow, so I'll see you over the weekend. So.
For like 3 days. So.
That'll be fun. A couple days. Yeah. Leaving on Sunday.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But cool. So until next time, Megan, what do we say?
Suck at Stanford and go Bears.
I think it's reverse of that.
Oh, shoot. Go Bears and suck at Stanford. Yeah.